Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Adrian Puren, the acting executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Prof, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome, and thank you very much for the opportunity, Simon.
So, Prof, first wave, second wave, I didn't really know too many people who were affected by it. Third wave, and every single day, I know somebody else who was significantly affected by it. When is this going to end? Have we turned a corner? Have we hit the top of the graph? Where are we?
Yes.
In the bigger scheme of things.
Yes, Simon. Absolutely. So in SE, you know, South Africa overall is in the so-called third wave. However, KwaZulu-Natal, I think, is pretty close to reaching its, you know, officially in the third wave. It looks like Gauteng may well have reached its particular peak, but remember that's at a high incidence. But we'll see over the next few days whether that is the case. Nevertheless, there are still increases in cases overall in the country. And the concerns are, other than Gauteng, are obviously the Western Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest Province, but there's still ongoing transmission in the Northern Cape as well as in the Free State. And although the numbers are not to the same extent, the two other provinces that will be of concern soon will probably be the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal.
Prof, is it just my mistaken impression of the situation, or is it in fact borne out by the data that the fatality rates seem to be rather high? Why don't I know so many people who have succumbed this time round?
Yes, and I think that's probably a reflection of the, you know, the numbers of cases that we're seeing. As you know, the peak for Gauteng has certainly outstripped the previous peak, first and second peaks for the in terms of infections, and by proportion, I think it's really in the numbers that have, you know, reached our wards in terms of severity of disease and outcomes. So yes, the mortality is probably more marked than we've actually currently seen. And as you said, you know, this has come closer than what we experienced, I think, in the second wave. You know, it's always a contact of a contact, but this time around, it's close family,
correct,
and friends.
Correct, that's exactly right. Are you satisfied with the pace of the rollout of the vaccination process?
Well, I think the Department of Health did recognize that pace was not to the extent that it should be, and I think even the President had indicated that. And therefore, I think the efforts now, I think, are to be welcome to really try and expand and roll out this particular vaccine campaign. And although it may not be a major contributor to, in terms of mitigating what's happening currently in our third wave, I'm hoping that at least for the fourth wave, we certainly will be a bit more ready. I think the point is really around possibly, I hope that the vaccine rollout, at least in the healthcare workers, has been effective, and therefore we should at least have had some level of protection in that particular vulnerable group at least.
That's pretty scary to hear you talk about unequivocal fourth wave. Is that kind of just inevitable?
It may well be an inevitability in the sense of, I mean, what the nature of that wave would look like is, I think, will really be in part dependent on our vaccine campaigns and what pools of susceptible individuals they are. So, yes, I think that although we would not like to see a fourth wave, it's probably going to happen. I think very often we thought we wouldn't even see a third wave, but I think that was an inevitability. But I think the nature of that third wave has certainly been very different to what we initially saw in some of the scenarios. But I think it does match some of the modeling that we did have. So I think the modeling exercises will certainly tell us whether or not what it would look like, especially if we don't reach so-called herd immunity, for example.
Immunity.
So we're not going
to
reach that currently, yes.
Prof, we have to leave it there for this afternoon. I want to thank you for chatting to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Really,
yes,
much appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that.